We're in some Tav Kuf Chav Tes. The Mechaber says, Va'al Yitzam Tzim, the hotel is Yom Tov. You should not limit the amount that you spend or spend a very small amount on Yom Tov purposes, needs. V'tzarek L'chavdul Anga Kama B'Shabbos. You need to celebrate it, honor it, treat it the same way that you prepare for Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah explains that this is based on the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, that all of a person's Mizonos, and the amount of money that he's going to have for the year, and the amount of money that he spends is all set from Rosh Hashanah, except for Hotzel Shabbos and Yontif. So Hotzel Shabbos and Yontif is not included in the amount of money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets for you for that year, so therefore you're allowed to add, and he won't lose out at all. Chazon Ish points out that this is only if you really believe that that's the case. But if you don't believe that that's the case, and you spend extra money, so then you're going to end up losing money. The post can discuss what's included in this, and how much you should be able to spend. Basically, the rule is whatever is normal for you to spend and what's normal for the amount that you make, etc., shouldn't go overboard on anything, and you shouldn't minimize either. And there's a discussion what's included. Is the amount of money you have to spend on the air conditioning included? Is the amount of money you have to spend on the generator included? On the clothes that you have? All these different questions. Flowers for Shabbos and Yontif. So, Lamaisa, it's not so much of a nafkamina. You spend what's normal for you to spend, and just believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take it out of your account. And if you believe that, so then it'll work. Chazon Ish says if you don't believe that, so then it's not going to work. The way to be mechabed, says the Mishnah Berurah, is by taking a shower like you do on Erev Shabbos, and so to wearing nice clothing like you do on Erev Shabbos. And in Rosh Nun, we said that everyone needs to do some type of preparation for Shabbos, even if they have their own maids and stuff like that. So the same thing is true for Yom Tov, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you need to prepare something on your own. The Ber Halacha takes this as an opportunity to discuss a person. He says, even though it's true that for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should not minimize how much you spend, but during the week you should, and you have to be careful how much you spend, and people are too materialistic and spending too much. He ends up blaming the women. But the Ber Halacha says that a person has to be careful how much they spend during the week, that it leads to stealing and all these different things, and you really have to only spend how much you have when it comes to weekday activities as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why is it that Shabbos and Yom Tov requires special clothing and food, etc.? The Mishnah Berurah says, because the Pasuk says, Nikra Kodesh, and that's why it's included. The Ramah continues, V'asar lechol mimincho l'mala b'erev Yom Tov kamo b'Shabbos, shazel miklala kavod. Just like on Shabbat, Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from Mincha Katana and on a meal so that you'll be hungry for the Friday night Suda. So too, when it comes to Erev Yom Tov, you have to be careful not to eat a meal before Yom Tov, after Mincha Katana. That's included in honoring it. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah points out, Mihu, in Erev Yom Tov Shabbos, if Erev Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so you have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So Yachol Akayim Suda Shlishis. You're allowed to eat Shal Shudas, Yochal Ma'apas Lichvod Yom Tov, and eat a little bit of bread, Lichvod Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here, that if you forgot to eat Shal Shudas before Mincha Ketana, so then you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas, even though you're going to be eating after Mincha Ketana. However, L'chadchila, it's best to remember to eat before Mincha Ketana. And if you're eating after Mincha Ketana, you shouldn't eat what's normal, what the amount that of a normal Suda. Shaar Tzion says you should just eat a little bit more than a kibbutz. But whatever it is, it shouldn't be the amount of a normal meal that you would eat, but rather it should be a smaller amount of bread, but at least a kibbutz in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Shal Shuda, so that you'll still be hungry heading into the night. So that's what one should do. If you falls out, it's usually by Shavuos time. If you have a Shabbos Sunday, Monday, or Shabbos Sunday in Eretz Yisrael, so then on Shabbos, best to eat Shal Shudas before Mincha Ketana, but if you're not able to, so then you would eat a little more than a kibbutz, less than a full meal after Mincha Ketana. The Mechaber continues, V'chayav livtzoal shtei kikaros, you have lechem mishnah, v'likboa kol suda l'yayin, and have wine also. The Mishnah Berurah says that just like on Shabbos, the man didn't fall. So to on Yom Tov, the man didn't fall. It fell on Erev Yom Tov, and that's why we have lechem mishnah. When it comes to wine, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have wine during the middle of the meal also, not just for Kiddush, just like by Shabbos. But the post can point out that nowadays, we don't normally have wine during the meal on Shabbos, so we also don't have to have it during the meal on Yom Tov either. However, there are some who are nohig to have wine during the meal as an extra thing. Also, there's a mitzvah to have meat, mishum simchas Yom Tov. It's a question whether you could fulfill this through chicken or not. The poskim discuss this. Some say yes, some say no. One should follow what their posek says. So best to have actual meat, but if you can't have meat, so you should be having chicken to fulfill this mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. This is included in that mitzvah of Simcha. Mechaber continues, Bigde Yom Tov Yoser Tov Mishal Shabbos. Yom Tov clothing should be nicer than Shabbos clothing, because this is part of the mitzvah of Simcha, is having nicer clothing. V'lonagu lasos bo suda shlishis. The minhag is not to have shal shudis on Yom Tov, even though the Chasam Ish did have it based on the Rambam, but our minhag is not to have shal shudis. There are some achronim who say that even though we don't have shal shudis with bread, you should still eat something extra during that time, but many say that we don't even need to do that. And continues the Rama, Yom Tov b'achron lavol beisas kineses, umarin latzeis mishum simchas Yom Tov. We come late to shul, not late, but later because we're busy with the preparations for Yom Tov, and we leave in a rush because we want to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov with Simcha. Siv beis, chayv adam liyos sameach v'tov liv b'moed, hu v'ishto ubanav chol hanil v'meilav. There's a mitzvah of Simcha for the entire family on Yom Tov. This applies to women also. The Mishnah Berurah discusses whether it applies to Chol HaMoed or not. Some say yes, some say no. When it comes to Simcha, it does apply, but the Mishnah Berurah says that for Kavanah Oneg, it does not apply in the Sha'aretzion, because it doesn't say Mikra Kodesh about Chol HaMoed. But the Sha'aretzion points out that the Rambam writes that Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh, so unclear how to work out that stira. One more point from the Ber Halacha regarding the eating, not eating on Erev Yom Tov after Mincha Ketana. So this is true about Yom Tov into Shabbos. But what about, this is true on Erev Yom Tov Rishon. What about on Erev Yom Tov Sheni? So on Erev Yom Tov Rishon, you're not supposed to eat after Mincha Ketana. But what about Yom Tov Rishon into Yom Tov Sheni? Are you not supposed to eat a meal on Yom Tov Rishon after Mincha Ketana, because it's an issue heading into Yom Tov Sheni? So the Ber Halacha discusses this. The Magen Avraham says it is a problem. The Ber Halacha says no way, it's not a problem. You only have to be concerned about it on Erev Yom Tov Rishon, not on Erev Yom Tov Sheni.